When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E. Mick Williams Cyberline coming at you around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite, USA Radio Network. Okay, I'm not going to beat around the bush here because I've got a limited time here. Video Bob is out of town, but he has graced us with an audio piece here that he's done for us about Cyberline toys for kids. And Bob, go ahead and take it away.
It is our favorite time of year at Cyberline, as good old Saint Mick can tell you. It's the time we get to go cyber shopping. We get to go find the coolest in tech trends, see what we can find out there. We browse the internet. We start on Black Friday, go all the way through Cyber Monday and beyond. Oh, who am I kidding? We pretty much do this all the time anyway, because that's what we like to do. We look for the latest tech trends, the latest technologies, and it's just fun for us. But we do look for the coolest, the trendiest, the techiest gifts we can find, and it's just an excuse to use the internet. So let's get started. First up, kids' toys. I did find out there an interesting little item called the Tiny Arcade. They've got a number of little bitty arcades out there, and they look like replicas of the good old huge style arcade games that we saw and were so familiar with when I was growing up. I guess they're still out there. You just don't see them as much. But they're little tiny versions of it, about 3-4 inches tall, five, I don't know, something like that. Very small. They look cute. They've got little screens on them, and they're actually working versions of the game. They're very inexpensive. They run around $12. Found them online, but look for Tiny Arcade out there. These games, they've got a number of them. They've got Dig Dug, Frogger, Galaga, Galaxian, Ms. Pac-Man, Pac-Man, Space Invaders. Lots of good stuff out there. I'd like to go check them out. Like I said, they're very inexpensive. They're running around $12. You can get them out there. Good price. Find them on Amazon or wherever. And, you know, I think it's a good Christmas gift, especially for the price. You can't really beat that. Stepping up to our next Cyberline gift, we're going old school. Crystal growing experiments. Those are always fun. It really goes down to the core of science. You get to learn how crystals actually grow. And, you know, you might think that, kids might think that, oh, this stuff is alive, and it's not. How do these crystals grow if they're not alive? But they get to learn that crystals in nature, they grow naturally and form these wonderful crystals. They do have a bunch of different experiments out there that you can find. But we did find one over online. It was the 4M crystal growing experiment. And it looked like a nice little kit to get started with, so you can understand the differences, different types of experiments that you can run in there. And, hey, it gets you started in science. The kit wasn't too bad. It would cost around $18. You can probably find it thereabouts. Go check it out. A lot of fun to do those old kind of experiments, because when you do that, in the end, what you're going to end up with is you're going to end up with a nice little, work of art, I guess, if you will. Crystals always seem to be a work of art. They look really good. On down the list we go. Our next items are basically very similar in nature. The first one's going to be the Light Bright Ultimate. We're looking at it because it lets you draw with pegs. Gives you a very visual, a very good look on once you've finished your little peg creation. It gives you a nice little visual image of a boat or whatever you put in there. Teaches kids how to use their creative skills to create that artwork that they want to create. But there's also one probably meant for a little bit older, but still in the same genre. It's the Crayola Ultimate Light Board. Very cool looking, because you get to draw all these characters, and when you do, the drawing lines, they light up and they kind of glow. So much in the same genre of the Light Bright set. Both these things are very similar in nature, but I think that if you look at the light board, the Crayola one, it's probably meant for a little bit older crowd. The pegs, you don't want them too young, you know, to give those to too young of kids, because there's pegs in there, little bitty objects that they can put in their mouth, so you got to be aware of that. Both of them look like a lot of fun for that artistic side. Nowadays, a lot of kids already have cell phones, but if you don't want to go that far and you want your child to at least have a little bit more technical displays to play with, then I did find there's a VTech KidZoom smartwatch that's out there, the DX2. They got several different shapes, sizes, and colors, but the bottom line with these are they're really kind of neat. They allow a lot of features in these things that seem like high-end features for just a little watch. Now, this one runs $48, so the price might be a little bit more sensitive to you, and we're going to go up in price from here, I'll tell you. But, $48 for a watch. But the watch, frankly, it looks pretty slick for a little kid's toy watch. It has a display on it. You can change the display around to where you've got games on here. They've even got an augmented reality game to where it views with a camera on it. This thing has two cameras, but you point it at around the room, and apparently it jumps up with a little monsters or little something to where you can see different things in the room that have been augmented. They've added in pictures, added in little characters, so you get to play a game with augmented reality. Pretty surprising for nowadays. Not bad. Overall, I think it's pretty good. But they've also got games on there. And frankly, I guess if you want to really go out there and use it for a watch, you can do that too. So all in all, not a bad little device. Has a lot of features to it. So next up, let's talk about Cosmo the Robot. This is a neat little device. Found it online. And it's one of those fun educational toys, kind of combines the best of both worlds, so it works really well in that regard. The robot itself, I think we're starting to see this trend. Let's start out with the price, though, but it runs around $150, so it's jumping up and getting a little bit pricier in there. So you need to make sure that you like the features this has and that you think your kids are going to actually use and run it, because it is $150, pricey there. But it is pretty cute. It's got a personality to it. When you see it, it talks to you. Kind of reminds me of the R2-D2 robot. A little bit different, obviously, but in other words, it's looking at you, and it through its little musical chimes, it tries to convey that, oh, good stuff, bad stuff. But it's always kind of cute and funny to listen to it. It's also got a display on it to where it looks like it's got eyes. The eyes grow bigger, grow smaller. It gives a good effect overall to where it gives it personality. So I think you'll like that aspect of it. But one of the neat features of this robot is it teaches you, it gets into the basics of programming for kids. And it allows you to take a bunch of instructional blocks and you can put them together. So you build one instruction, followed by another, followed by another, followed by another. And overall, you come up with a complete program. You hit a button to start it, see if it can run the program, see where it goes from there. And it just gives those kids, you know, gives your kids an idea of some of the stuff that they can do. And it just teaches them the basics of programming. Granted, not full, you know, it gives them the basic constructs. I don't want to go so far into that it is like the end-all, be-all of programming, but it does give kids a good start. So I like that aspect of it, too. It does have games included into it, so the kids are going to have fun playing with it. I saw they had a little game where it looks like, oh, you're trying to touch something before the robot gets to touch something or you get to touch something based on these blocks that light up. I think once they go the same color, you try to tap it before the other robot does, and then if you get that, you win the game. So a lot of neat little things. Pretty cool overall. I think it's a fun gift to look at. Well, that's it for our kids line. If you get a chance, go online, look at the list that we had, and see what you think.
Okay, Bob, thank you so much for that. And hopefully Bob will be back in town next week, and hopefully we'll both be on the air talking again to you next week as well. And a couple of things I want to talk about. We know that Stan Lee passed away, and I'm not going to go into great detail there because we pretty much know all about Stan Lee. But another guy kind of got overshadowed by the name of Douglas Rain. Now, that name may not sound familiar to you, but you know his voice, and he is the voice of HAL. And that was the computer in 2001 Space Odyssey. He passed away a couple weeks ago at the age of 90, and pretty much did the voicing of HAL purely on a fluke, because he had done he's originally Canadian, and he had done a documentary in 1960s called Universe. And Kubrick had first heard his voice in this and watched this thing multiple times. And he was initially hired to narrate 1968's 2001 Space Odyssey, but the directors chose to go a different direction. Because everybody knows through history, HAL is the onboard master computer on the spaceship Discovery, but goes rogue. And when astronaut Dave Bowman asks HAL to open the spaceship pod bay doors, he famously balks. "I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that." The machine blandly refuses. "This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it." Now, as we know the whole story, you know, they try to disconnect HAL and everything else. But what was funny about it was is that they went through and got Douglas, brought him down, read all of the stuff. And the funny thing is that this is his one thing he's most remembered for. He pretty much does Shakespearean theater and a lot of stuff. And he also did another computer voice in the Woody Allen movie, that Sleeper, where he wakes up later on and is trying to steal a nose from surgery of a dictator or something like that. And the assistant nurse is actually a computer, and Douglas Rain looks very much like HAL. But, Douglas Rain is gone, age of 90. And as I mentioned before, this is the year is the 50th anniversary of 2001 Space Odyssey. And so we lost another one of those greats that was a part of that movie. And hopefully there won't be any more that we lose too soon. All right. And I want to tell you real quick about, we were talking about streaming services earlier. And not to be outdone, as you know, Warner Brothers. Ha! I knew that was coming. All right, we come back. I'll tell you about it. AT&T and Warner Brothers merged. They've been talking about having a streaming service. Well, it's coming to fruition. We're going to give you a little bit of what we know. You listen to McWilliams Cyberline. We'll be right back. McWilliams Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. Host 2018 at cyber-land.com. Got the mailbox up and running. Be checking it. Be reading some mail for next week. And also our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/cyberlinenet. Go in there, say hello, and keep up with us. And we were kind of having a discussion about episodes from the days 60s versus today and commissions and how the BBC and everything with my producer, Chris, and talking about how, you know, why is it less for the Brits and more for us? And basically because the way they fund things is totally different from what we do. Speaking of funding things, AT&T and Time Warner, of course, merged. And there'd been an announcement that because of the content and everything, AT&T would come out with some kind of a streaming service based on Warner Brother content. Well, turns out that they have announced that there's going to be one. And it's a little bit different from the other ones. The media giant, according to Variety, had, of course, you know, merged with them earlier this year. They have now released some early details on the new streaming service, which is expected to launch in late 2019. Current plan is apparently, unlike other services, a three-tier experience for users, with the cheapest level focused primarily on the company's film library, while more expensive tiers will offer either original programming or a combination of the two. Now, right now on the drawing board, as you look at this tier, there's no mention of any TV shows. Now, that could be a major stickler point. And the reason could be is because if you look across Prime, you look across Netflix, CBS in particular, you know, if you have CBS All Access, a lot of Warner Brothers programming, Hawaii Five-0, Two and a Half Men, anything that has Chuck Lorre on it, Big Bang Theory, all of that is tied up somewhere in other places. So God knows how long those contracts are out on that give those other companies streaming rights. So eventually, once those expire, will they be renewed? Or will they say, like Disney, eh, screw it, we're taking it over to our service. So that's where we may start seeing what you may see from television shows and stuff. Now, here's something else that's weird. You know, the whole point of cord cutting was to get away from $100 a month cable bills. You don't have to have HBO and Showtime and Cinemax and all of these. You got an antenna. You got a machine to allow you to DVR your stuff, and you bought a Roku box or a Fire Stick or whatever, and you generally have maybe two services. A lot of times, Netflix and Hulu are pretty much the two major services people get, and they're happy with it. But now, Disney Plus is going to come out, which a lot of the Marvel stuff's going to be on. It's very possible that may continue to be a big service because everybody loves the Marvel stuff. But here's our problem. I myself included, I've got a Prime membership. Now, I like it because I only pay it once a year. But I pay Hulu every month. I pay Netflix every month. Then you got HBO and Cinemax and Showtime. All those guys now are streaming services. You come down on you. I had the original Warner Brothers archive one, which is really good TV and movies. Some of the movies going back to the 20s. But it was a constant either pay it per quarter or pay it per month. Once you start pulling in all these different streaming services, you're now back up to where you were on cable. It's like, wait a minute, that's the whole point why I left this silly thing. So now with Warner coming in, Disney Plus coming in, and all these other services, you remember audio when Napster got killed? Everybody and their mother had a streaming service. Everybody had downloadable MP3s, along with iTunes and everything else. Even Walmart got in the game. Now, what happened? All of them either died or got sold off. I think the same thing's going to happen with all these media services. There's going to be a big shakeup. The question is when? Listen to McWilliams Cyberline. We'll be right back.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.